Francomix avec Val. La meilleure des musiques en français. Tous les jeudis soirs à 9h sur KRVS.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock weather for the KRVS listening area. Isolated showers and thunderstorms in the area. Partly sunny otherwise with a high of around 93 degrees. Heat index at about 105. Southwest winds at 10 miles per hour. A 20% chance of precipitation. Isolated showers and thunderstorms expected in the early evening, down to about a 10% chance, with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms again in the picture tomorrow. Partly sunny on Friday with a high near 92. Currently it is 92 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Later this half hour, we'll be joining Daryl Bork with his From the Poet's Bookshelf segment. Judith Merriweather will give us a rundown of the events calendar a little bit later on in the hour. And at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. Let's start with music performed by the Budapest Philharmonic under the direction of Janos Kovacs. This is a performance of Franz Schubert's Symphony No. 8, the Unfinished Symphony.
Thank you. Thank you.
Franz Schubert's unfinished symphony, the Symphony No. 8 in B minor. Janos Kovacs conducted the Budapest Philharmonic Orchestra. You're listening to Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles, on the web at krvs.org.
It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Today's first poem is a series of short poems called Grief Songs by Jay Udall, who teaches at Nicholls State University in Thibodaux. Grief Songs. Rabbit eyes, black stones stare from the gutter. Loosening, its coat sags, ripples an empty shirt. Night wakes me in its skin, stripped of desire. A snake flies to the sun, finding its hungry egg. Stars showering down through purple, magenta, long tails writhing as they drift like ash through air turned black. In a room of earth, but I'm room, earth. Sharp-beaked birds spiral up an invisible pole toward a pinhole of blue. My chest, head break open, and bats scatter. Grass keeps growing out of a man's head. Who is the seed in its pod blessed by flames like hands or hands like flames? A boat is going and coming. The river changing languages. Green are my tears, and green is death. Grief Songs was published in the journal Spillway. And the second poem today is a poem by Kevin Moe, a Louisiana poet. And these are a series of nursery rhyme bedtime songs. Number one. It's only the wind you hear at the window, only the whistle of fences and eaves, only the jangling gate in the driveway, that and the chattering teeth of leaves. These are its queries and wicked admissions. These are its theorems you hear in the weeds. This is the wind through hedges and pickets, the palsy and toss of its blustering screeds. It's nothing but gods confessing to guesswork. You hear their contrition bending the trees. Merely their penance and empty palaver, and hymns that whisper the guilt of the breeze.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque.
Judith Merriweather will be in just a little later with a rundown of the events calendar. Next up, Claudio Abbado conducts the London Symphony Orchestra with two overtures by Felix Mendelssohn.
Thank you.
Claudio Abbado conducted the London Symphony in a performance of Fingal's Cave, Opus 26, The Hebrides, by Felix Mendelssohn. It's 49 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Thank you.
happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Series tickets are now available for the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's upcoming season, both their Masterworks Concert Series and the Chamber Music Series. Also, the Conservatory of Music is now registering for classes for the fall semester. They offer classes from Little Music Makers to Youth Orchestra and Petit Voices with Christine Balfa. Students can participate in symphony concerts, recitals, the Conservatory Christmas in the Oil Center, lots of ways to learn music. To register for classes, please call the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra and Conservatory of Music or go to the website, which is acadianasymphony.org. Acting Unlimited and Wanderlust Theater Company and UL Lafayette's Performing Art Department continue their performances of Neil Gaiman's Wolves in the Walls, adapted for stage by Cody Daigh. Also, Cody Daigh's The Book of Dee, a play for young actors, performed in Burke Theater, Burke Hawthorne Theater, this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 o'clock. Tickets will be available at the door. Continuing at the Hilliard University Art Museum, a number of exhibits, including Faith and Form, that will be up through September 1st, a collection of fine art and decorative art from area churches, cathedrals, and private collections. Also, the Ambassador Jefferson Caffrey collection. When he was in Egypt as the ambassador from the United States, he collected quite a number of artifacts, and many of these are shown in the exhibit. In Dupre Library in the Jefferson Caffrey Reading Room, there's an exhibit of the American Civil War that's on display now. In Lake Charles, the First Friday Reading Series presents Patrice Melnick reading this Friday at 7 o'clock in the Porch Coffee House. All are invited. It is a free program. This Saturday, the American Academy of Dermatology's local chapter, along with the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic, will give a free full-body skin screening from 9 a.m. until noon. You don't need to register. You can just show up. It is a first-come, first-served basis. The clinic is at 1317 Jefferson Street in Lafayette. Jeunesse Fest 2012 will take place this Saturday, August 4th, in Lafayette from 12:30 to 9 p.m. The festival is free, and it will take place at Bibi's Patisserie. It will include young groups such as Neighbors Basement, the Beatniks, Jebediah and the Rabbis, and many others. Vermilionville has a number of activities this weekend, including their Cajun Jam, the Ball du Dimanche on Sunday with Zydeco Ray and the Creole Knight Riders, and then the following weekend they'll have a canoe paddle. This Saturday at Cité des Arts in Lafayette, Calentano music will be heard. The group Los Gringos Calentanos, Paul Anastasio and Tina Piglioni, will be performing at Cité des Arts. Tickets will be available at the door. They're also performing in Eunice tonight at the Chappelle Country Store, Le Village, in Eunice. And again, you can get tickets at the door. Wildcat Foundation in Lafayette presents a special Primp Your Pet opportunity to get your pit bull spayed or neutered for a very nominal fee. It includes a free nail trim as well. For more information, it's good through August. You can make an appointment by going to the Wildcat Foundation website, spaynation.net. Next Thursday, the Oral Histories in Gran Coteau will continue at Casa Azul. Jeanette Williams will be giving an oral history, and afterwards, Jonathan Moody will be reading from his poetry. And for a list of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the Schedule button. You can also search for individual programs, and you can podcast many of our locally produced programs. You can either listen to archive shows there or download them for listening to later on. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air from 6 to 7. At 7 o'clock, it's Ira Glass's This American Life. At 8, Thistle and Shamrock. Franco Mix at 9. Earthbeat at 10. Afropop at 11. In just a moment, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.